Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and welcome to our Tuesday night show. You know, I said questions, but I'm not sure we're going to do that tonight because Victoria is with me, Dr. Doolittle, and this Dr. Doolittle is a girl, so girl power, yay.
Yay.
Yeah, right? And but we're going to have a great show tonight about animal communication. And she said to me, I've got a lot to share. And she said, I think that if we talked about this, and I think it would be good. And I said, hey, I'm easy because I'm just glad that she's here tonight. And I know a lot of people have a lot of heart and soul and connection with animals. And I've watched this young lady grow and come full circle and develop her gift to connect with them. And I think you wanted to start out with a story tonight. It's such a beautiful one. And so share with us, and that will open up your show and teach
okay.
us.
So
welcome, by the way.
I'm doing a little thing. I've been some perusing online, just, you know, looking up animal communication and just seeing what's out there, just because, you know, it's always good to know. And I ran across this awesome story about a lady who is, like, a real huge, well-renowned animal communicator. I'm like, no kidding. So this video that I'm going to send to Teresa so everyone can see it too. I mean, it brought me to tears, by the way. So this couple runs a sanctuary in South Africa where they rescue cats, so lions, tigers, you know, cheetahs, leopards, whatever. So they always have these cats, and the owners are really good with these animals. I mean, they hug them, rub up on them, and have this great relationship. So they know how to communicate without, like, communicating. They just know how to speak. But they got this one black leopard from a European zoo where he was mistreated, and they brought him to the sanctuary. So they wanted to have him, you know, saved. So, like, normal people would want to save animals and stuff. So they brought him, but the animal would be in this cage, and he wouldn't want to get out. And he wouldn't want anyone to get close to the cage or else he would start growling, you know, and hissing and doing, like, you know, typical cat sounds. And they were concerned, the owners of the sanctuary. They're like, how can we deal with this cat that they call Diablo? So
wow. They
got this animal communicator, her name is Anna, I can't pronounce her last name, it starts with a B, to come. And, you know, the owners were a little resistant because, you know, they're like, how can a person talk to the animals, you know? So she comes over and she's sitting next to this cage, you know, and she just starts to talk to the animal. And so the animal starts explaining how he was abused in this, you know, in this zoo, and that he doesn't like it that people don't appreciate how he is as an animal. He gives an air of being regal and not, like, above people, but he's a very majestic animal, and he wants people to see that and respect him for that, which clearly he didn't get at the zoo. And then he was going on and saying, you know, how he doesn't want people to demand things of him that he's not ready or willing to do, because he's like, I'm a cat. So they were talking back and forth. And so all of a sudden, the cat told this lady, he was like, I want to know what happened to the two cubs that were next door to me. So the lady, Anna, turns to the owners and she's like, what's up with the two cubs that were next to him in the zoo? And that's when the owners freaked out. They're like, oh, my God, this animal just really did communicate with this lady, because there were two cubs that were next door to him in his enclosure in Europe. So they ended up telling him, or she told him, that, you know, the cat, that everything was good with the cubs and they are okay, they're in a good place, you know, they're safe and everything. And that kind of put some rest in his mind. And so, you know, I guess the owners ended up going through one of her workshops because they found it extremely fascinating that she's got all this information. And literally the cat stopped growling. And within, like, 2 hours after she left, the cat ventured out of his cage and went out into this enclosure and just started roaming around and being a cat, whereas before he was afraid. And he said, I'm afraid because I'm not used to forgiving me. I've never had it before. You know, and so the owners were like, oh, my God, this is amazing. So after he had the workshop and everything, he said to him, Diablo, this is the owner. So now he's learned to talk to him. He said, Diablo, in words, not in thought. He's like, I'm going to change your name. He's like, what do you want it to be called? And so Diablo is like, I want to be called Spirit. So he's like, okay, you're not Diablo anymore. Your name is going to be Spirit. And so they changed his name, which pleased the cat tremendously. The Spirit is what he feels he embodies, whereas Diablo did not embody who he was. He's like, I'm not an evil, I'm not a dark animal, you know, for negativity. He's like, I'm not any of that, so why would I be called that? So,
wow.
And he started talking to him, and every time he would talk to him, he's like, you know, the owner was like, thank you for, you know, being the beautiful cat you are. And the cat would, like, almost, like, huff in return, like, saying thank you in return. And so when the lady came back, that's one thing that the cat told her, said that every time they complimented me on me as being a great cat, he's like, and I thank them back equally. So he's like, 19 times he said thank you, I said thank you back. And I was like, oh, my God. And the guy was so overcome with, like, tears. I started crying because I'm watching it. I was like, oh, my God, it's such a fantastic story, because now they gave the cat a beautiful life, and that's because they understand him now. So it was just like, oh my God. And the one thing that she stressed, which was very interesting, is that just like everybody on this soul journey that we're going through, we all have the ability to do great things. It's just we need to learn how to use what we have, or to know that we have it and tap into it. And she said that everybody's given the gift of animal communication. It's just those who pursue it will find it. So we all have it. It's in us. It's just a matter of how we can do it.
Let me get this straight. That's great. I want to ask a couple of questions. So you're saying that the animal understood, because people are going to be like, what? Animals don't understand. They do. Maybe we just don't understand animals. So you're saying that the animal understood Diablo, which is devil in Spanish. I know that, but it took some time to learn that. And the animal did not like to be called Diablo. He wanted to be called Spirit. Is that what he wanted to be called, Spirit?
Yeah.
Or is that what you?
Yep. He did not want the name Diablo.
Okay.
You know, he's like, I don't like my name.
Wow. So he wanted something different. So he made sure that he let her or let the people around him know. And then I think about how many times I talk to my dogs. I'm not so nice sometimes. And so, they understand, and I've read an article about that pretty recently, about how dogs understand, more than what we think, right? Communication.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's amazing. That is super amazing. And so they do, like, workshops where we have the ability to communicate with animals in each and every one of us. Is that what you're saying? Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Is that what the lady said? Okay.
Yeah, they had workshops for them, but... Yeah, I mean, everybody has that ability. They just need to trust in what they get. So, I mean, you can look at the dog, and just like when you're yelling at a dog, and you're like, bad dog, you think they don't hear you, but they feel your energy, and they hear your words. So it's a little bit of everything. It's an energy transfer. It's the words that they hear, because their soul is just like us. So that black cat, probably in another lifetime, was a human. And
maybe,
he came back
right?
in his lifetime for this, you know, to learn this lesson or to pass on compassion like he just did.
Okay.
So,
all right.
You know, it could be a soul of any sort, you know. So that's why when, you know, you see a lot of abusive animals, it's like they are feeling and thinking, you know, souls that have emotions just like anybody else.
I like that. I get you. So let me ask you another question. You yourself, you have the ability to communicate with animals. And how did that start? You know, did you just say one day you start hearing them talk?
Talking to them. Whenever I would ride, I always talk to the horse that I'm riding, and I talk about how beautiful or handsome they are, and, you know, just talking. And then I just started getting these, like, feeling. So it was more like an emotional thing at first, where I was like, oh, he's really happy, or he's really sad, or, you know, whatever. And then I started getting words, you know. And I think the one that I think I mentioned once before was this horse named Coco came up to me and was licking my hand, and she just said to me, she was like, I really want a salt lick. I'm tired of licking metal. And I was like, where did that come from? I'm like, did I just think that? I was like, wow. So I remember I told you, I was like, oh, my God, I think this horse told me something, you know, and I was just, like, fascinated, because I was like, holy cow. I was like, so she really wants a salt lick, you know, and of course I told her owner, and whether she did or didn't, that's on them, but she wanted one. And then,
right.
Let's see, recently, if you hear that sound in the background, it's my dove, and it always likes to talk when I'm talking.
She wants to be heard, so that's good.
So I know recently I was laying on the ground talking to my dog, Kiki. And I'm like, Kiki, you're so beautiful. And then I just felt like, I'm jealous because you leave me to go see that horse. And I was like, that horse. I was like, I mean, look at her. I'm like, baby girl, I love you just as much as I love Sky, as much as I love Jack and Gabriel, the dove. And I was like, I'm sorry I leave you, but she's too big to have in my house.
Aww,
and so she's just a little bit more appreciative that, you know, she expressed herself, which is what she wanted to. And then, you know, I got from Sky recently, she's like, I'm really tired of you calling me bitchy.
Calling her
really?
What?
Bitchy.
Vicky?
When she's not bitchy. Because I'm like, when she's not in a good mood or she does weird shit, I'm just like, Carrie, she's just bitchy today. And she's like, I'm not bitchy. She's like, I'm...
Oh, bitchy. I got you, right?
Yeah,
she thumbs up on that. We know that's like girls. Like, I get you.
Yeah, and they get the negative feelings when you call them names and stuff. You're like, you're worthless. You know, when you sit there and you're yelling at them because you're frustrated, they hear it and they feel it. And sometimes when they do things in retaliation, it's because they're hurt. You know, and you'll hear that. You know, I went up and, you know, I usually go up every day and I used to sing to the dove because I wanted to make them comfortable. So I'd make up all these stupid songs just to get octaves and singing, you know, so that he would hear it and know that he's home. So now I'm in the habit when I go, but before I go to bed, I go over there and I give him fresh water and food and stuff. And I put my finger in there and he likes to fly up and land, peck around and fly off. And it's back and forth for a couple, you know. And then he's pretty good. He'll tell me when he's done and then I go away and he goes to sleep. And it's just a ritual. And then one time I didn't do it. And the next day, I felt that he was just like, no, you need to stop forgetting about me.
Ah, this is the dove, right?
Yeah.
What's his name? Yeah. What's his name?
His name is Gabriel.
Gabriel. Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Like Archangel Gabriel.
So I like it's Gabriel.
Nice.
But he appreciates that small amount of time that I give him. And when he doesn't get it, it bothers him.
I got understand. Let me ask you a question, because this is something. So you, what I gather from you and is that you can hear, they feel the emotions or listen to what they're thinking. Like, I'm sad, I'm pissed, I'm happy, I'm whatever. You're feeling that from them at first. Do you think it's like a, okay, so that's what someone would have to do. They'd say, okay, instead of, do you like say, tell me what your emotions is. Do you just sit there and feel it? Or do you reach for it? Or does it just come to you? That's my question.
You just be open to it and just sit there
and
be receptive to what you feel you get. You know what I mean? So, like, Kiki was just sitting on the couch with me. I took a toy away from her because I gave it to Jack. Because Jack's an old man. He has no teeth. And sometimes he gets the last man out because he's tiny. So I gave the toy to Jack. So Kiki jumps on the couch. And I'm sitting there just, you know, because I'm getting ready to get on the show. And all of a sudden, I'm just like, I looked at her, and I'm like, I felt like she was just like, why did you just do that? Like, the feeling of, like disappointment. You know,
right.
And I looked at her, and all I did was like, and I talked to her, and I said, Kiki, he's old. He doesn't have that much teeth, and he won't be finishing it. You'll get it back. So then she rested her head, gave me a big sigh, and then that was it. But it was just like that feeling. I was like, oh, you're jealous right now. You know, it's like, it's kind of being like, what do they call it when you feel emotions? I'm so bad with the chance. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's very similar to when you walk into a room and you know that people have been talking about you negatively, you feel it. It's the same. You just start tapping into them and being open to their energy and welcoming it to you so you could feel it.
Well, that's no fun energy. Or it's kind of like, I like this one better. When you walk into a room and you know that dude likes you or that girl likes you, I was like, yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. You know,
people
tend to feel more of the negative than the positive. Positive, you're just like, woohoo, it's a party.
Yeah, right, exactly. I got a new boyfriend, okay, you know, or something like that.
Exactly.
So it's like being Yeah, it's like being open, saying not going and looking for it, but letting it come to you. Okay.
Right.
So that's the first thing you did.
And I always look into their eyes. You know,
okay.
I'm always very, very much into their eyes because I think their eyes are like the gateway to their soul. So I always
okay.
look into their eyes, and then I feel. I'm open to feel. You know, and that's where you can tell whether, you know, when I'm with a horse, I'll look in the eyes and I'll know, okay, I'm tired or I'm annoyed or I'm just not into it today. Because we all aren't into it all the time.
Right. Sure.
You know, and I just...
So let me back you up. I want to make sure I got this right.
Yep.
So the first thing you do is just be open. You don't look for it. You don't reach for it, but you let it be receptive and come to you. So, and that usually communication will start with emotion, like how they're feeling, and they'll convey that to you, or you feel what they're
mm-hmm.
feeling, like when you walk into a room and the guy likes you or a girl likes you. The second
mm-hmm.
thing that you can do is when you're talking to them is look into their eyes, and then you can see what they're saying, like, give me that cookie that you're eating, right, for instance. That's an easy one. Or they're looking at you, I want a treat, give me a treat, or I'd like to go outside. I mean, you know, I can do that with my dogs, too. They're like, let's go run. They're, like, saying that all the time, you know, let's go run. So the key would be to look in their eyes, just sit there for a second and see what you feel, right? Or what comes to you and trust
mm-hmm.
it. That's what I'm getting from
yes,
you,
it's
right?
Trusting.
It's trusting it.
It's definitely trusting
okay.
that it's not just your head making up stories, you know? And
okay.
And you could hear, like, personalities along with what you get, too, you know? Like, Kiki just was, like, she was just, matter of fact, she was just like, I'm just jealous that you go see that horse, you know?
Go
and there was words
that
I wouldn't have thought of. And she said, that horse, you know what I mean? And you could tell that that's not something I would think of about for myself, you know what I mean?
Right, it came
so,
out in a different it came way to you. I got you. That's cool, by the way.
Right.
Wow.
So, like, another horse at the barn wanted a salt lick, too. So I walked over, and he's licking the metal, and he's like, God, I wish my owner would give me a salt lick. That's all he said. God, I wish my owner. You know, and it's not something
aww.
That, like, yeah. And it was
right?
just, it's how it's coming to me. It's not something I would think of, like, well, I should get him a salt lick. It wasn't I
right.
to get. He was like, it's someone telling me something about somebody else. That's how I know it wasn't me thinking about it. It was him.
Nice. Okay, I got you. Now, you had something happen where you were able to feel an animal told you it was in pain or something like that. I can't remember the whole story. Do you remember that one? Tell me about it, you know?
Well,
I
remember
there right?
was one, a horse where he had irritation in his stomach, and it was
right.
like whenever someone tightened the girth, he would like almost like kind of nip, and his ears would be pinned back and stuff. And I mentioned it to his owner that I really think that he has some form of, like, maybe gas or something uncomfortable where he might have needed to get warmed or something. I said there was something where it was affecting him, where putting the tightness of the girth was making him feel really uncomfortable. And it wasn't just because he was being a douchebag, because he can be. He's a little moody. So I'm like, no, this wasn't it. He wasn't feeling that good. And there might be something where, it's not major, but it might have been something where he just needed to get his deworming instead of having, you know, because they all get worms, horses do, throughout the year just because of the fact that they eat off the ground. So
right.
that's why
I
mentioned it. And, you know, I mentioned it to the owner, and, you know, I don't go up on people and follow behind, be like, hey, did you go and check out? But it's interesting.
Yeah, right? That's funny.
Yeah,
so
I
go
just,
ahead.
You know. I'd like to be able to be there for them when they're in need. You know what I mean? And I find that now that I can actually tap into at least their energies and their feelings and emotions, I might be able to help them out a little bit quicker. You know, like there's a horse
right.
at the school that when I came there to go ride my usual riding, I just was led to go to his stall, and I was like, and it's my buddy. His name is Dakota. He's an old but extremely wise horse. And he's my buddy because he taught me control the most, because he has, for an old man, the most ridiculous amount of speed and agility that you would not think an old man would have. So at any rate, I walk into his stall, and I'm like, oh, my God, let's go get some water. As we were walking, he's just like, I felt like he was sick. There was something wrong. And it turned out that he was so overheated that he probably would have passed away if I didn't bring him out and douse him with water. And then when I did, he just turned and nudged at me, and I could feel him saying, thank you. He's like, I was really hot.
Oh, that's really nice, Victoria. See, I love stories like that. That's amazing. Now, I get that you listen, you don't reach. It's like waiting for it to come to you, and you don't have to reach for it, the information, what your horse is conveying to you or your dog or your animal.
But they know that I'm there to lift too. You know what I mean? That's the
okay.
thing. You're open. It's an invitation. You're like, come on. You know, you could just say it to yourself, or when you walk to them, just say, like, I'm open. I'm open and receptive.
Yeah, and you can, yeah, okay, that's cool. So I'm open and receptive. So that's the first thing you do, and then just be in that space with them to see what they give you or share with you, if anything at all. And then you look in, and another thing that you did was look into their eyes, and you can feel what's going on there too as well with, you know, God, I need a salt lick, or I'm hot, get me out of here. And, okay. And let's talk about what you do so that you're open yourself to receiving. Because I know that people are like, well, I've done stuff like that, doesn't work, right? But I know that you worked on yourself. Okay, I know that
mm-hmm.
you worked up cleaning up your, we all have closets and baggage that we carry around with us, but you've done a lot of meditation, you've done a
mm-hmm.
lot of reading and research, you and I do coaching once a week, and so how do you think your spiritual growth is a part of this? I think it's a huge part, but I want people to understand.
Massively. I don't
okay.
think, like, I would have been able to do this had I not worked on myself first, because in order
okay.
to give what you have, you have to know you have. Do you know what I mean? And I honestly didn't think I had any of this, period. You know, I was just like, there's no way. But I had to build it up on the trust and the fact that I am a spiritual being and that I have these gifts. And everyone's given gifts. Every single person is given a gift. It's just a matter of which one is the one that's, you know, for you. And I just slowly, once I realized to quiet myself, which was very
right.
important, I really worked hard on keeping my mind clear of any thought. So generally, I walk around with nothing in my head. So I can walk down the street. You know, I walk down the street. I don't have reoccurring thoughts like, man, this bitch at work, you know, or, oh, God, look at that guy in that car. You know, like, just quiet. I'm just walking like, wow, pretty flower. Oh, the breeze is nice.
I wish I could be like that. That's so nice that you're like that. I'm like, oh, you're hot, right?
But in order to quiet yourself, it
right.
allows you to hear it. Because you can't
right.
hear the messages being given if you're busy. You know, where your mind is.
So you're quieting
busy,
your mind.
Busy, busy.
Okay, so you're quieting that inner chatter in your mind. So when you're getting ready to go to the barn or walk your dogs or connect with your animals, I understand that very well.
Yeah.
So you're quieting that mind chatter. So you're just sitting there connecting and being in the now. Love the flowers, love the paint, love the car, whatever it is that you're doing. Okay, I got you. Not that
yep.
I hate this job. This person
no.
said this about me. You don't go there. Okay.
No, and I try, you know, the other thing that was hard to work on too, which was something that took a while, is just cutting out negativity, negative thoughts, you know, because we are just people. So every time I thought something negative, I did that clear, cancel, and delete thing. Or I would imagine a chalk board and just erase the thought. I would have a dot that I would put on there, a circle, and then I would just erase it. And just that eliminated you constantly thinking negatively, which wouldn't make you receptive to anything either. So it's like quieting and eliminating the negativity helped you, and well, it helped me to be able to just be open to
right.
the gifts and the messages that come in.
You know, guys, I'm going to share this with you that are listening now or you will download it later. She did something, too, is that she learned to, the things that she's talking about, tapping into her gift of communication with animals, and she has a lot of others, but she healed her body of Lyme's disease with that very same process with a lot more stuff there, too, as well. So
mm-hmm.
quieting your mind, connecting with your, you know, with God, you know, angels and connecting with animals and listening to what they have to say rather than, you know, living in the past drama of like what happened this morning or why didn't it work yesterday. That's key.
Well, feeling
I
that,
like that
if you have this connection, the other thing was like, another thing is when people are feeling like they're starting to understand and feel more closer to the angels, to God, the universe, however it is, that people are going to judge you for it. You know, and I know people fear
right. The
excitement of it, and that seems to realize that this comes with no judgment. So no matter what you do, how fast, how slow, it's your growth for you and your soul. You know what I mean? And so people don't need to know what you do, and don't worry about what you do. You know what I mean? Because this is your growth, not theirs. They have a lesson that they learn that's different. You know, and I think that's also something to think about, because, you know, trying to figure out what your spirituality is and what your mission on this earth is something just for you. And you are the most important person and vessel and temple for yourself. And so you just need to realize that it doesn't matter what other people may say, will say, if they hear, if they find out, or any of that, because this is your growth and it's for you.
Cool. I like that. So your temple for God. I always say that too, is what God is. Yeah, my Heavenly Father. All right. Well, you are wonderful, and you've given us some little things that we can start on right now. And you guys, you know, meditation is always such a key with all this, any kind of gifts you tap into.
Mm-hmm.
And trust. Victoria,
trust what you get.
Trust what you get. There you go. When you started this whole journey, it was worrying about a guy. Where's the guy? Doesn't matter.
It was
you
just about a guy. I could not believe it. Now that I think back, and I'm like, I was so focused about the guy. And then you're like, well, we have this to work on. I'm like, but this has nothing to do with the guy.
You
know what? Oddly, it had everything to do with the guy. You know, and granted, what is it, 3 years late? 3 years has gone by. It's been 3 years that I still haven't gotten the guy, but I've gotten a whole lot better.
Yeah. So she's the best she can be in attracting a whole new different kind of guy. So,
and today's my anniversary. I just want to share that. Today's my anniversary of riding. It's been officially 3 years today that I started my journey learning how to ride horseback.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. This is her passion. You guys, I'm going to share this with you. Victoria, I go, what are you passionate about? Because, you know, angel coaches, we always say, live the life you love and love the life you live. And she goes, oh, I want to pick up garbage around the street or something. Like, I remember. Like,
well, that was where we were trying to find my soul's purpose. You know, you're like, what's your soul's purpose? I was like, I don't freaking know. She's like, well, what's your passion? I'm like, well, I'm passionate about picking up trash on the highway. So you're like, not that. I'm like, I want to be a farrier. She's like, that's it. She's like, there's something with horses. I'm like, well, I've always wanted to ride. I never was able to. She's like, go find some place. So I'm like, okay, I will. And that's one thing I do. Whenever Tree says to jump, I said, how high and how far would you need me to do that? And then I do it because I know that it's done with love and it comes from the divine sources too through Tree, and it's going to help me go to the next step. And so I trust Tree and what she tells me to do too. So she tells me to go. I go and find this one barn, and I sign up within, like, a day. I remember I wrote back to you. I'm like, I signed up. And you're like, yeah. And literally ever since then, I have no Lyme symptoms. I'm happy as all get up. I've met some fabulous people, and I'm this much closer to getting where I need to be for my soul's purpose.
Yeah, she's doing it, you guys. So, and she's doing it well. So, and she just got her own horse about a year ago, I think, year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Her and little Sky.
Who would
have thought?
Who would have thought?
So, yeah, and you've meditated and done some wonderful things, and she's been such a joy. She's an angel coach, too, as well, and really good at what she does. On that note, you guys, happy anniversary to you. Donna Howard, it's her birthday. So happy
birthday.
Happy birthday, Donna. We want to say that to you as well. And I'm teaching a Reiki class, so you know who you are. You're flying in, and I'll pick you up or whatever you need me to do. And I'm teaching a Reiki class this month, and I'm going to also teach another one in May or June. I have not made up my mind yet. So, Jessica, if you're interested, let me know. I know, Victoria, you were, and there's a couple others.
Yes.
So I don't teach big classes because I would get more done with little ones. Smaller ones. So anyway, if you want to take a Reiki class with me, Reiki 1, Reiki 2, we can do that. Just give me a call or an email, and we'll make that happen. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches. And I told you guys, there's some great communities out there. Whitney just has got her new page up, Whitney Ladd, facebook.com/Whitney Ladd. And it's such a beautiful page. You guys got to go check it out and like her page. The Lavender Door, love, love, love the Lavender Door, and all those folks over there, the purple people. You've liked her page. It's Sue Wilcox's page.
Did.
It's beautiful, isn't it? She's a character,
mm-hmm.
and all her people are. I told her today that you guys would get a kick out of this. She says, my left foot, she wrote this out on Facebook, my left foot is vibrating. And she's changing her lifestyle, Victoria, very similar to what we've all done. And Victoria ran a 5K a couple of months ago, so too as well.
Yeah,
but
cold turkey.
You know, cold turkey. Well, Sue has got fibromyalgia, and well, she doesn't anymore. She's letting it go. But anyway, she wants to really change her lifestyle. So she goes, my left foot's vibrating. I go, that's gas pedal for your new 5K. She's a cutie. So she's exercising, and it means, man, to see people changing their life like that, and she's doing that just like Victoria, we all have, and she's eating better, exercising, water aerobics, and starting to move a little bit. And my father told me this. He goes, if you just keep moving, you'll never get old, and you'll always be
mm-hmm.
sharp in your thinking and wise. And that's my dad. He's my superhero. And so that's, and Donna's got her Soulful, S-O-L-F-U-L-L, for aromatherapy, herbal remedies. She is amazing. She got that message to do that in the shower, right? So water is a great conduit. Who doesn't agree with that? And I think that I've mentioned the pages that are the angel coaches, and there's more, but that's what I want to start off with tonight. And Victoria's got her own angel book, Facebook.com, Angel Coaches, not angel, she's got an angel coach page too, but she's got her own Facebook with horses and stuff like that. So I'm going to post her video when she sends it to me so you guys can see it for yourself. I'll put it on the angel
about
coaches.
About Diablo.
The Diablo, the kitty, or the leopard, or the cougar,
mm-hmm.
whatever. He sounds like a powerful, majestic animal. Anyway,
he's
you guys,
beautiful.
Next show... Yeah, right. It's Thursday night. I have a special guest on there. It's always about Transformation Thursday, mind, body, and spirit. But you know what? You got to see tonight this young lady who has transformed her life and Lyme symptom free, living the life she loves, loving the life she lives, and making it happen, or creating it to happen. And we have a new group that Thursday morning at 8:30 a.m. we meet. It's the mastermind group where we're all creating great things and having all of us working together to create it to happen. So there's a lot of magic there. Anyway, all right, everybody, take care. Have a great now. And Victoria, you are wonderful and amazing, as always. And
thank you.
We will see you Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. for our mastermind group, Creating Your Possibilities. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.